time was. When a company wanted to control the message, that meant buying ads on the op-ed page or producing TV spots full of sunlit landscapes and corporate scientists in white lab coats laboring for a better tomorrow. How 20th century can you get? In a contemporary version of message control, BP has bought the rights to be the first link you get when you search for oil spill and similar terms on Google and Yahoo. And some of the law firms that would like to represent plaintiffs against BP are doing something similar. Joining us now is Danny Sullivan, who is editor-in-chief of SearchEngineLand.com, a website that follows the search engine industry. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And here's what happened. I searched today on Google for oil spill, and the first item that comes up is www.bp.com, oil spill news and info about the Gulf of Mexico spill. Learn more about how BP is helping. And it's a sponsored link. What's going on here?
Well, Google allows people to buy ads, and BP wants to make sure that if you're doing a search for their name or things that are related to their name, that they are getting out in front of the consumer in the way that they might run a big, huge ad in, say, the Wall Street Journal. This is how things are done in the Internet.
Do we know just which terms they've bought from Google or Yahoo, for that matter?
From what we've seen, they seem to be targeting a wide variety of them. It looks as if they may be targeting perhaps any term that contains the letters BP in it. So BP oil spill, BP I love you, BP I hate you, all those things potentially could be triggering their ads.
Is it an expensive buy? Do we have any idea what they might have paid for such a privilege?
We haven't had a chance to try to drill down on exactly how much they might be paying per click, and it's difficult to know, but it's thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over the campaign, almost certainly.
Now, when I see the BP ad at the top of my search results, it does say sponsored link. That's supposed to tell me this isn't a straight search you're getting here?
That's it exactly. That's a longstanding feature on Google and all the other major search engines. And in fact, it's a guideline that the FTC helped recommend to the major search engines back in 2003 or 2004. There was a concern when ads started coming into the search results that people might not understand what was paid for and what wasn't paid for.
Now, guided by what I read on your website on searchengineland.com, I searched on Google again for oil spill lawsuit. And the first three answers all were sponsored links. One of them is oilspill.com. We represent businesses that have incurred damages. Another, thegulfcoastoilspill.com, was your property or business harmed by the BP oil spill? And another one was Gulf Coast oil disaster. If the oil spill has cost you money, contact us for a free consultation. So, again, the law firms have bought into this business.
Yes, there are many people out there waiting to help you. So call now. the law firms have gone out there. It's not necessarily new. Law firms have done this. And, in fact, a longstanding example was for searches for mesothelioma, where the damages are apparently very high. And so now we have a case where, you know, these law firms know that there are people out there who want to sue BP, and they're trying to reach out to them and say, come get them. And it was interesting. In our article, I kind of called it sort of the new age ambulance chasing, and I had a couple lawyers take me to task, perhaps rightly, because, you know, there are lawyers who are out there trying to provide a service as well. But it is a sign of how things continue to change. They're not only putting up apparently billboards in the area trying to attract people, but they're putting up virtual billboards on Google and the other search engines as well.
Does the advertising in any way affect the other items that come up that aren't sponsored links?
Google's steadfast in saying that advertising does not influence their editorial results, the unpaid results that they list. I've never seen any evidence that it does. I've had a few people at times try to suggest that it does. Whenever I've looked at it, it really hasn't held up. They really say that they maintain a church and state separation in that, and it seems to be the case.
Danny Sullivan, editor-in-chief of SearchEngineLand.com. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.